If you're faced with needing to purchase a water right, what are the things that you need to consider in that process? And then when you do that, you'll also have to go through the process with the TCEQ as well, and I'll give you some tips in regard to that. So here's a set of circumstances. Each one of these I've actually faced within the last several years. I had a client who had a water right based on 100% groundwater filling a reservoir, and his well went dry in 2011, big surprise. And so he got an NOV, and he's looking for how do I deal with this issue. You have a gentleman who's been taking water from a stream, and he finds out, I got a complaint filed against me, and I now have an NOV, and I've got to deal with that. Or you've got a client who's purchased a piece of property and wants to use some water from a stream or lake or to irrigate or whatever, and you can go on and on and on from a standpoint of scenarios. So you have these scenarios, and you find what you'll find with most of those, they're in areas of the state where there's little or no groundwater available, especially according to the water availability analysis or water availability modeling effort. TCEQ WAM says there's very little water available in that particular area of the state, and that's a pretty significant area of the state when you look at it. You start looking at any basin west of the Trinity River Basin, you're going to be looking at that sort of situation. So what do you do? Well, the first thing you want to do is sit down with a client and talk about what their plans are. I found time and time again what I thought going into that discussion is not what I found out through my discussions with the client.